السلام على ولي الله وحبيبه، السلام على خليل الله ونجيبه، السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد، السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات. Our condolences to all the believers upon Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of the third divinely appointed Imam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam Husayn alayhi salam was martyred on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 Hijri. Yet before the martyrdom of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, we find that during the era of the Imamah of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, it was an era full of corruption and decadence, lies and deceit, sins and misguidance. These negative traits had become overwhelmingly prevalent in the society. And of course, the source of these deadly poisons, which were quickly killing the soul of the Muslim Ummah, was the Umayyad governmental establishment, headed at the time by Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And so we find that in his drunken intoxication of power, Yazid ibn Muawiyah tried to force Imam Husayn alayhi salam into paying allegiance to him. An allegiance that Imam Husayn alayhi salam knew would mean signing off on every sinful, shameful, and un-Islamic act that Yazid ibn Muawiyah was committing at the time and was about to commit in the future. It is in such dire circumstances that Imam Husayn alayhi salam decided to stand up and reform the society and the ummah of his grandfather, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And so, subsequently, in the plains of Karbala, Imam Husayn alayhi salam, his family members and his companions were mercilessly killed, and the remaining children and women were taken as captives and prisoners. And so it is on the 40th day, the day of Arba'een, where we once again renew our allegiance to the master of martyrs, Imam Husayn alayhi salam. And one of the things that is done on the day of Arba'een is the recitation of a famous ziyarat by the name of Ziyarat Arba'een, which is in honor of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. It is indeed a beautiful ziyarat, this ziyarat of Arba'een, which has a message for every single one of us. Are you willing to listen? When speaking about the imams from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, there is a very beautiful phrase in the ziyarat of Arba'een, which is as follows: wa amri li amrikum muttabi', meaning that all my affairs and actions are obedient to your affairs and your commands, O infallible and immaculate imams. Yet when we look within ourselves, do we find, is this the truth? Are we obedient to the commands of Allah? Are we obedient to the commands of the Holy Quran? Are we obedient to the commands of the Messenger of Allah? Are we obedient to the commands of the Imams? And have we even bothered to think deeply and reflect upon the commands and the lives of the Messenger of Allah and the divinely appointed Imams? Are we obedient to the halal and the haram that has been commanded to us by Allah? Do we even consider the right and the wrong which has been taught to us by Islam? Do we bother to respect the forbidden and the prohibited which has been commanded to us by Islam? And do we support Islam and the truth, even if it takes the last drops of the blood of our hearts? Have we bothered to differentiate between the servants of Allah and the enemies of Allah? Have we bothered to take the love of the taghut out of our hearts and let the love of Allah flourish within our souls? Have we bothered to speak up for what is right and take a stand for those who are oppressed? Or have we bothered to take a stand and oppose those that are the global tyrants and oppressors of our time? And dear friends, if we are able to answer these questions correctly, and only if we are able to do so, then can we be a true manifestation and reflection of the statement that we find in the Ziyarat of Arba'een, which goes as follows: فَمَعَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ لَا مَعَ عَدُوِّكُمْ. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.